My good Vach, this is Yisachar Wartel, and we are moving fast through Sefer Dvarim. That's right, we are now up to one of the biggest and most comprehensive parshiyot in the Torah. When I say big, I mean it has so much in it. That's right, it's Parshat Ki Tetzé. This is Yisachar Wartel, and here are my 10 minutes. Of course, before I get started, just wanted to mention again that this year is sponsored for Refuah Shleima of Avram Chizkiyahu Ben Bluma, again, Art Rosel, who's in need of Rachmei Shemayim. All right. This one is actually one that I had used for my written Dvar last year, but it's actually a second-time reissue. So if you've been on my mailing list for a while, you may have seen this one before, or you may have seen it last year. But it is among one of my favorites, and I do think it's very worthwhile. If for some reason you are not on my mailing list and would like to be, please contact Sheer Enjoyment at SheerEnjoyment.com or through any of the contacts at Sheer Enjoyment, or you can feel free to email me at YissacharCHG, that's YissacharCHG at gmail.com. All right, let us begin. In this week's parasha, at the beginning of Perek Chavbet, it says, Lo tireh et shur achicha o et save. You shall not see the ox of your brother or his sheep cast off and disappear from them, or rather you shall surely return them to your brother. There's a lot to be learned from this, but the wording of the pasuk is actually slightly awkward. Would it not be better to say, Lo tira et shor o et se achicha? You shall not see the ox or the sheep of your brother cast off, rather than insert the word achicha, your brother, right in the middle between the words ox and sheep. Doesn't seem grammatically necessary. So the Sfas therefore interprets the phrase Shor Achicha, the ox of your brother, as Yishor Achicha, the righteousness or straightness of your brother, an expression for when your fellow Jew, brother, whatever, right, strays from the proper path. You shall not see him or observe him lose the straight, righteous path and do nothing about it. Rather, you must surely return this person to the proper ways or return the proper ways to him. It's important to help one maintain a religious life and to prevent a person from sinning if you're in a position to do so. Now, it's not always so easy. People go off to derech. That's a whole thing. You know, talk to your rav about it. Talk to your, your mother, whoever, right? But talk to your rebbe. Talk to, somebody about it. But it's not always so easy to do, and sometimes there are very understandable reasons. Sometimes it's something small. Sometimes it's something big. But if there is a way to prevent somebody from getting or even staying off the derech, or more importantly, if there's a way to help bring them back, it says, Hashev tishivim. You shall surely return them. You should do whatever you can to bring them close. Now, obviously, you can't do that with force because it's generally not going to work. But do whatever you can to try and bring people closer to Judaism, especially an authentic type of Judaism where they love and appreciate what they do, and they're not just doing so because they're told to do it. The Torah teaches us that it's crucial to direct people towards teshuvah, but one that is genuine, not just out of fear. We must not only try to convince our friends to do the right thing, but assure them that if they have done wrong, it's not too late to repent. They can still be forgiven for their mistakes. Hashem loves them, and that they can still be connected to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is the greatest thing. It should also be noted that the word siv, or save, which means his sheep, is numerically equal to the words ha'ish, the man. It is not only important to return his belongings and return him to the proper path, but to return him to being a man, in other words, a human being. Give him dignity. Now, either this can be referring to your quote-unquote brother debasing himself by acting as an animal and not adhering to morality, which is something that's unique to human beings, or this can be referring to depression, which unfortunately is very common these days, where essentially one loses oneself, and as you being the brother or sister, one must help him find himself again and return him back to his former upbeat and positive and connected self, restore his esteem, and hopefully restore his standing as well, if necessary. Yet in our pasuk, the word achicha, your brother, is attached to the word shor, ox, which symbolizes properness, right? Shor from yashar. And only then is siv, his sheep, which symbolizes humanness, listed. Why so? This is because if a person is connected to a straight and proper path and truly has the faith and a strong life meaning that's associated with it, he's certainly far less likely to lose the man or sense of self in the first place. In other words, if a person has a good self-esteem, a person appreciates their connection with Hashem, they appreciate their religious duties, they appreciate what they do. It doesn't necessarily have to be everything, because there's always some things that we have a hard time doing, myself included. But if a person in general connects to Hashem and connects to the mitzvot and feels what they're doing is meaningful, then it's much less likely they're going to stray. And if they do, you got to figure out why, and obviously it's the whole thing. But that is the biggest chizik we can have, is to make people, certainly if they're still, it's even easier if they're still connected, but make them, or make yourself, feel more involved, like feel good about it. It's very, very important. The less likely somebody loses their initial level, the less likely it is that you have to help them get it back, or that they have to get help getting it back, or that you have to help getting it back. So a lot of times it's easier to prevent something breaking than to fix something that's broken, but obviously that doesn't always work out that way. All right, so that's that topic. Now, several psukim later, the Torah says that if one's animal falls from a burden, we are obligated to help the animal and its owner. The verse teaches us to come to a brother's aid not only to help a fallen animal, but with any burden, whether a personal problems or even something like schoolwork, right? Homework, whatever, right? We should also not be discriminatory. Any brother means any member of the Jewish people, regardless of whom he or she is. Even if it is somebody you despise or even somebody who's generally regarded as wicked, at least to some degree, we must remember, Rosh Hagamor is a different story. If somebody is on a very high level of wickedness, that's to be debated. But you know, even if he's like not the greatest person, but he's not like a total Russia, right? We still must remember that every human being, even like the biggest Russia, but certainly it's easier for somebody who's just like a little bit wicked, every human being has good qualities, even if they're not readily apparent. And you should do your best. You know, there are many Chachamim who focused on this, right? You should do your best to try and recognize these positive attributes. And even if you cannot, this should still not be a reason for you to not assist him if he's in need, right? Like, let's say somebody who you really don't like has a flat tire and you know how to help change a flat tire, you should do it, right? Maybe even more so you should do it. Not for spite, of course, but like to show that you're doing it out of kindness and also because Hashem wants you to do chesed, right? I heard that, you know, today that, you know, relating to Shluch HaKin, that like obviously chesed is one of the most logical mitzvot, you know, to help people be kind, but sometimes to be kind in certain ways that don't really resonate with us, you know, such as being kind to someone who's not a good person. We do so because Hashem says so. And it's good for us to instill this chesed in us, even if we don't really relate to it. We say, Kol Yisrael Arevim Zebazeh. We should all be responsible for one another, not only regarding Torah and mitzvot, but with all of the ups and downs in life. And the Ramban explains that the Torah had previously mentioned returning an animal in Shemot, but here in Parashat Ki Tetzeh, it speaks of not mere straying, but that the animal was in a sense cast off, meaning that it actually ran away and it'll be more difficult to return than if it just wandered. This teaches us two things. First, you should not only return a lost object or help someone if it's convenient, you should do it anyway, but rather you must make an effort to return the object or persist in aiding this person if he still needs your help. Secondly, although it may seem difficult to return, which in this case could be referring to repentance, we must constantly remind others and ourselves, Hashev tishivim, you shall surely return. Meaning that if you are sincere, Hashem will listen to your prayers. Hashem will listen to our prayers, and we can be forgiven. It's also to be crucial to point out that just as important to offer help to others, it is also a great mitzvah to let others help you. A lot of people, I mean, obviously if it's something really, really small, fine, but for some other people, it might not be so small. Like, let's say, you know, somebody wants to help you carry, you know, something heavy, and you got it, but sometimes they need to help you more than you need their help. And that's sometimes what it is, right? If someone offers you assistance, sometimes you should accept it if you see that they really are eager to help you. Or if it's a small matter, which you don't really need assistance, and they're just kind of being polite, then tell them that you appreciate their offer very much and thank them for the generosity. Additionally, it should be noticed that helping others onto a proper path does not mean to force them. I want to be very clear about that. And it must always be done in a respectful and careful manner, each with its own proper approach, both the person who is doing the helping and the person being helped. But often the best way to do this is to encourage them and to set a positive example for them to follow, living a positive and meaningful life that they will want to emulate, and that will hopefully bring them back, and that you can always work on your own connection better. I can work on my own connection better, which is something which we are now focusing on in Elul. And the more we're positive and the more we're connected, hopefully the more it will influence others to be as well. Wishing you all Shabbat Shalom.